Hi, Senpai.
You're finally waking up. I'm so glad.
So, you might be wondering why you're naked and why you can't move. I can explain. Senpai, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. And I have been a really, really big fan for a really, really long time. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. I've just dreamed about this for a really, really long time, Senpai. And I can't believe that you're finally here and you're in my bed and we're actually gonna do this. Okay, so I've had a crush on you for as long as I can remember, Senpai. I'm in a grade below you, and I've gone to all of your games. Every single one. Doesn't matter if it was home, doesn't matter if it was away, I found a way to be there for you. And I even go to all of your practices. I'm part of your fangirls. And I'm there, and we cheer you on, and you play so magnificently, and you're so beautiful out on that field, Senpai. And I've been waiting for so long. I've been waiting for so long for you to notice me. And I've always been there. I've always been there for you. Every time you lost a game, it was like I lost it. I was like, I felt your pain. It's like we have the same heart, Senpai. And I've just been waiting for so long. And I wanted you to notice me. I wanted you to notice me, Senpai. And it's been years. And I'm always there. And you've never noticed me. So I just realized if I want you to notice me, I'm gonna have to make you notice me. I was just gonna have to make it happen. So, you know how you always leave your water bottle in the dugout? I don't know why I'm asking. You can't talk to me because I've gagged you. You're probably wondering about that too. Anyway, so you always leave your water bottle in the dugout. Well, I noticed you were low, and maybe I had prepared a special drink for you. So I asked one of your teammates if he could give you your new water bottle. I told him that I had went to the car and grabbed you a new one because you had asked for one. So he just gave it to you. And I had to time it perfectly. I planned it all out. I waited until the last inning, and I made sure that it wasn't too strong and that it would last just long enough for you to get to your car. So all throughout the last inning, you were drinking it, and you guys won. I can't believe you fucking won that game. Oh my god, I hate the Cougars. I can't, you know what? I'm getting off topic, Senpai. I'm getting off topic. This is about us. This is about our love and about us being together. It's not about baseball. Okay, so I spiked your drink, and I waited until you got to your car, and just in case my drink wasn't strong enough, I
I knocked you out. I knocked you out and I got you in your car, and thankfully you don't drive a stick because I can't drive a stick. I was really worried about that in my plan. And thankfully, since you always take so long in the locker rooms, everyone was already gone. So I put you in the car and I drove us to my house. I got a couple of weird stares when I was taking you up the stairs into my apartment, but I mean, it's a Friday night and it was late. So I only saw like one neighbor and I was just like, boyfriend got drunk again. And she just believed it, even though I was carrying like almost all of your weight and I'm so small. She believed it, which is great for me. I mean, I'm not complaining. So I drug you to my bed and I stripped you. And I mean, you're probably wondering what's in your mouth. I don't actually own a ball gag, so it's just my panties. I wore them the entire day and I got so excited once I got you naked that I had to get naked too. And I've just been sitting here admiring you and waiting for you to wake up. And here we are. You're all caught up now. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited that this is finally happening and that we're finally gonna be together. Senpai, I've been waiting since middle school. And that one year where you weren't in the same school as me, I was so depressed. And you know what? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that because it's now and we're together now and we're always going to be together. And it's going to be wonderful. I've been saving myself for you, Senpai. Yes. I've had to turn down guy after guy after guy, waiting for you to notice me and waiting for you to realize how perfect I am for you. And I'm so happy that this is finally happening. I'm sorry. I know I'm just blubbering and I'm just repeating myself, but I'm so happy. And I love you so much, Senpai. And I even changed into these really cute bra and panties. And I know you can't take it off yourself, but that's okay. I'm just gonna show it off for you for a quick second, and then we're just gonna get right to it. I mean, they're really cute, and I spent a lot of money on them. Look at me! Look at me, Senpai! Thank you. Stop crying. Stop crying. You do not know how much I went through for this to happen. As you can see, I've got very lovely breasts, and this bra is see-through. I thought you might like that. It is black and white. And those are the colors of your uniform, so that's really the only reason why I chose that color. They look really good on you, so I thought maybe it would look really good on me. And I mean, if I may say so myself, I think I look pretty fantastic. And given the way that you're slowly getting harder, it seems like you think the same thing too. No, don't shake your head. I can see it. I can see it right now, Senpai. Now, would it get harder if I took my bra off and took off my panties? No,
Don't shake your head. I know it will. So hold on. There. That's my bra. And there are my panties. Yeah, I just saw it twitch. Don't look away. Don't look away. I don't want to hurt you, senpai. I mean, regardless of what you think, I made sure, look, your hands and feet. I made sure to get the softest cuffs I could. That way they wouldn't injure you. So if you just do what I say, and if you just do this for me, then I won't have to hurt you. Because you're pretty defenseless right now. So, what I'm gonna do here is I'm more than ready for you. I have been soaking wet for so long. We just need to get you warmed up. And, I mean, all of your girlfriends have always talked about how big you are and how good you were in bed. I was always so jealous, and it was always so hard because I was friends with them, and I wanted to be them so badly, and I'm so excited. So I'm gonna climb on top of you, and I'm gonna take that lovely cock into my mouth until you're ready for me, which hopefully won't take too long. I've been practicing with my toys, and I think I've got it down. So, I have wanted to do this for so long. Want to. You're getting so hard. It seems like your girlfriends weren't lying. Oh, I want to make you feel good. I want you to remember this. Our first time together. I'm going to take you as far back into my throat as I can. Oh my god. If you get much larger, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to take you. Stop mumbling. You know I can't hear what you're saying. And your balls are so heavy and thick. Mm.
Okay. I think that you're ready, and I don't think that I can wait any longer. So, I'm just gonna... I'm just gonna get on top of you. And just... Hold on, hold on. Stop moving. Stop moving. I will slap you again. I will do it, and I will do it even harder than before. Look at me while we make love. Do this. Okay, so I'm gonna get right on top. I'm gonna do this slow, be gentle. Yeah, you're pretty big. There, you're all the way in. God, you're not even moving, and you already feel so good. Okay, I'm just gonna move my hips just a little bit. Oh my God, you fill me up so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Look at me. Look at me while we fuck. Oh God. Oh God. Oh my God, it almost hurts how fucking deep you're going inside of me. Oh God. This is exactly what I thought it would be like. Does it feel good for you? Don't lie. Don't lie to me. I know it feels good. I just feel you twitch inside of me. Yeah. I know you like it just as much as I do. Okay. I'm gonna go a little bit faster now. And I want you to move your hips to meet me. I want you to fuck me, senpai. Maybe if you fuck me well, I might let you go. Okay. God, I almost wish that I hadn't cuffed you so that you could play with me. Oh, I guess I'll just have to play with myself. Oh, God, senpai. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, your cock feels so nice inside of me. So, I heard that some people like to be choked while they have sex. So, how about we try that out? How about I just wrap my hands around your throat and fuck you? Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you look so fucking beautiful like that. God, you, oh, so perfect and helpless. Oh, my God, and your body's so fucking beautiful, senpai. Oh, God, I've waited so fucking long for this. Oh, my God. Oh, move your hips. Move your hips. I will fucking choke you until you can't fucking breathe. Don't test me. Oh, God. God, senpai. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, are you gonna come for me? No. I don't think you have a choice here. I don't think you have a fucking choice here, senpai. I'm gonna fucking ride you until you come inside of me. Oh, God. I'm gonna make you come so hard. Oh, God. I know it. I can feel you getting harder and twitching and throbbing inside of me. Oh, God. I know you feel good. Oh, God. I know you feel good. You can't lie to me. You can't lie to me with your thick fucking cock inside of me, senpai. Oh, God. Oh, God. Fuck me. Fuck me, senpai. Fuck me, or I'm gonna keep choking you until you can't breathe. Oh, yes, like that. Fuck. Move your hips. Move your hips more. Fuck me. Oh, God. Senpai. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh God, you make me feel so good. Oh, I want you to come for me. I want you to come inside of my pussy. I want us to make a family. I want us to be together forever. Senpai, please. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Oh my God, if you keep doing that, you're gonna make me come too. That hard, senpai. That was so much better. I'm playing with myself, thinking about you. Sorry. If I got a little rough, I didn't want to hurt you, but you just made me. And now let's just cuddle. Okay? I'm just gonna lay here right next to you with your cum just leaking out of my pussy. I really love you, senpai. We're gonna make a great family together.